This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're going to talk about four very important things to help you learn English. You know, I learned English just like you. I didn't speak English until I went to college. But I did these four things to learn English. And if you do the same thing, I promise you, you can learn English much more quickly. You need these four things that I'm going to talk about in this podcast episode. Number four is the most important one. And yes, I put the most important thing in the last one because I want you to listen to the entire episode. If you want to learn English much more quickly, what's the first one? The first one is a place where you feel safe to practice and learn English. What does this mean? Well, a place is not just the location where you feel safe. A place is also the people around you. You need to feel safe to learn anything. If people judge you or make fun of you or tell you, oh, your English is terrible or you're not going to learn English, if you don't have the people around you to push you to learn more English, to encourage you, to tell you to keep going, then you are not in a safe place. So this, the place, first, the people around you. Your friends, your family, people at work, right? This is the place. And then a place also refers to the environment around you. Your house, the classroom, or a coffee shop. A place where you feel safe to practice English.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Maybe you want to set up your bedroom in a way where you can practice English. So you feel safe, you feel good. You can practice your speaking, you can practice your listening, and you're not afraid that someone is going to judge you. If you're in a classroom, then your teacher must make you feel safe. You need to feel safe to communicate with the teacher, to ask questions, to not be afraid to ask questions, and the teacher must explain to you what you need or what you don't understand in a nice way. Okay? If you have an angry teacher, then you are not going to learn English quickly. There's a difference between an angry person and a serious person. Sometimes you do need a serious teacher to tell you the truth, like, hey, you need to work on your pronunciation. You need to practice every day. But if a teacher criticizes you or makes fun of you or tell you your English is not good, you're not going to improve, then you should not learn English with that teacher. You should go somewhere else. That's what I mean by a place where you feel safe to practice and learn English. What's number two? Number two is an effective method for learning English. There are so many teachers out there. There are so many podcasts, YouTube channels, and schools, maybe in your city, where you can practice and improve your English. But you must find a method, you must find a school that teach English with an effective method. That's what you need, an effective learning method. What is an effective learning method? An effective learning method is a method where you can practice your listening, your speaking, your grammar, your vocabulary, and your pronunciation all together. Not just one skill, but all of it together. And this can be done with lessons that are interesting, that are fun, not boring, and not very long. The lessons should be maximum 30 minutes or 45 minutes. And you should only practice your English maximum 1 hour a day, not too much. Like when I say practicing English, actually like sitting down and practicing English and learning new grammar, new vocabulary, practicing your pronunciation and your listening, no more than 1 hour. This is personal learning practice. I'm not talking about exams, quizzes, and homework that you have to do for your class. That's not what I mean. But creating a routine to practice your English with an effective method that is interesting, that helps you practice all of those skills, listening, speaking, pronunciation, vocabulary, for no more than an hour a day. Because if the method is effective, then it's going to work and you're going to learn much more quickly. Just like if you want to lose weight, if you don't have an effective eating diet, a diet that actually works, then you're not going to lose weight. You need to follow an effective diet, an effective regimen where you eat this, you don't eat this. And if you do this consistently, you're going to lose weight. What's number three? Number three is confidence. Confidence to push you to practice and use what you learn. Confidence to practice English every day. Confidence to speak English. Confidence to not be afraid of making mistakes. Confidence to not try to sound perfect. Confidence to have fun with English, even if your English is not good. Confidence in yourself and having the positive mindset, the positive belief that you are improving every day. That is confidence. When you make mistakes, you keep going. When you go to a restaurant and you want to order food in English, having the confidence to do that, having confidence to order coffee in English, having confidence to speak English in class, even if you think you're going to make mistakes. That is what I mean by confidence, because without confidence, you are not going to use what you learn. And if you don't use it, you lose it. English is all about practicing. Practicing what you learn, using what you learn, speaking when you have the opportunity to speak, creating opportunities to speak, making friends on social media, making friends in your city to practice English with, having confidence to speak English with your best friend or with your classmate, even if all your other classmates make fun of you, or even if other people on the bus call you crazy. No, you need to have confidence in yourself. You need to push yourself every day without the fear of making mistakes, without fear of judgment or other people laughing at you or other people making fun of you. You keep going because you have your own goal. You have your own objective to achieve. And that's what you need to focus on. And finally, number four. What is number four? None of these other things is going to work if you don't do number four, or if you don't have number four. What is number four? Number four is consistency to practice English every single day.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is consistency? Consistency is regular, consistent practice every day. Practicing English. It doesn't matter if you practice English for 10 minutes or 30 minutes, but you must practice every day. If you don't practice every day, even if you have an effective method, even if you have a great teacher that can teach you English, even if you have confidence and you don't care about other people's opinions or other people making fun of you, even if you have great friends and family to support you and push you to learn and improve your English, if you are not consistent, if you don't practice English every single day or 5 days a week, you are not going to learn. Maybe you will learn, but you will learn very, very slowly. You will learn something, and then tomorrow, if you don't practice, you will forget. You will learn something, you will forget. So it will take you a very, very long time to learn English. But if you are consistent, you practice English 30 minutes a day, I promise you, in 6 months, you are going to see a different person in the mirror. You're going to look at the mirror and you will not recognize that person from 6 months ago. You're going to become a different person. You are going to learn English much more quickly. Consistency is key for improvement. Consistency is key for motivation. Consistency is key for confidence. If you are consistent in 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, in 1 month, you're going to see big improvement in your English skills. And this will give you the motivation to keep going. Consistency is the most important thing about anything in life. you brush your teeth every day for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or 5 minutes, but you do this every single day to protect your teeth. You can't go 1 week without brushing your teeth and then brush your teeth for 30 minutes. That's not how it works. To protect your teeth, you need to brush your teeth, you need to floss every morning and night. This way, you can protect your teeth and have healthy teeth for a very, very long time. The same thing with other skills. If you practice every single day, even if you practice 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, if you are really, really busy, although I recommend 1 hour every single day, even if you practice 10 minutes, I promise you, you will improve very, very quickly. And in 1 month, in 2 months, you will see big improvement in your English skills. So those are my four things for you if you want to learn English much more quickly. And if you like this episode, go check out my other episodes. I have many, many lessons for you to practice your English consistently, to practice your listening, your speaking, your grammar, your vocabulary with short 15, 20 minute lessons that I know will help you improve your English and take your English to the next level, because I used it myself and it worked, and I know it will work for you. You need a place where you can have fun learning English. You need an effective learning method. You need confidence to practice English, and you need consistency. Thanks for listening. And if you like this episode, share it with your friends.